Red Sox win it 6-4 in D.C. They take all three around the 4th of July in the nation's capital. Seydon Rafaela, a huge reason why that was possible. He joins us down in the Red Sox dugout. Seydon, this team is rolling. I mean, it's just an incredible offensive output these last 6-7 days. You are swinging it. Big insurance run with the home run to deep left field. I guess you're kind of seeing a beach ball right now, huh?
It's nice. It's nice to have a good approach and, you know, help the team win.
You know, it's so easy to say that you're at your best when you are taking pitches out of the zone and you lock in on the ones that are in it. How have you been able to make that real transition, Seydon? Because you are swinging at the good ones right now.
Yes, I've been working really hard at that in the cage with the hitting coaches. I think, yeah, that's what we're trying to do, because we know when I swing at the good pitches, what can happen.
Seydon, you homer in the 9th inning, and it's just fun to watch you hit. You know, you go deep into counts, you go 3-2, you seem like you got a breaking ball to hit there. Can you talk us through what that at-bat was like from being in the batter's box?
Yes, obviously he has a good curveball. I was just trying to push his fastball out so I can see the curveball pop. And, yeah, I was on fastball the whole time, and he make a couple good pitches, and I foul, and find the good one to put my barrel on.
We've heard a lot about how the hitters' meetings have changed a little bit, Seydon. There's more individual, one-on-one information so that it's not just to the whole group, here's what works for our team. It's more like focused on you. What goes in those meetings when you're talking to Pete and Rosie and everybody? What is their message to you before these games?
They know I want to get a hit, but I think we changed like the plan. We want to have 4 good ABs, you know. They just told me before the game what's the plan, what we got that day, and trying to have 4 good ABs, not 4 hits, because when I try to chase hits, that's when the problem comes.
We've been watching you over the last month now basically dominate dudes. You know, we're talking about 35, 40 days of it. What does it feel like for you to hit right now?
I mean, I feel great. I feel great to help the team. That's what I wanted to do since I came up in 23, and thank God it's happening right now.
Seydon, last one. I think you were probably Rafi's best friend on this team, and I know we were all shocked when he got traded out to the San Francisco Giants. It feels like, though, your group, these young players around you, are starting to turn the page. Does it feel like that to you? I know you're always going to love Rafi and be close with him, but do you feel like this group is starting to sort of move on and forge a new kind of team identity?
I think we did it since Seattle, you know. We played a good series there. Obviously, he always going to be my big brother, and I love him to that. But, yeah, we did it since, I think, Seattle. We didn't really pay attention. I saw him there. He was good. I think we did a pretty good job.
It's raining. Get in the clubhouse. Congrats. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Seydon Rafaela.